Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank Cipolla is a former WCBS reporter who covered New York and New Jersey for years, but this morning he's waking up in the middle of Ian's destruction. Frank, live from Naples, maybe the most beautiful city on the Gulf Coast. Frank, good morning. How is it now?
Good morning, Wayne and Paul. The sun is coming up just about a half hour ago. It literally is the morning after, so we're going to get a good look at the devastation of Ian. And I must tell you, it was kind of hairy last night in many of the places around Naples. You know, this is an area. You think of people who move from New York to Florida, they go to the East Coast, they go to Boca, Fort Lauderdale. This has become very popular, this area, Southwest Florida, in the last 5 years or so. And I see a lot of New York plates in my visits here, and I've talked with these people, and they're mostly from central New Jersey and Long Island and also Connecticut, all of whom that I spoke with lived through Sandy, and this storm was very, very much like Sandy.
You know, I was going to ask you about getting around. Have you been able to navigate anywhere? Have you been able to look around the town, or are you pretty much stuck where your house is?
Well, we're pretty much stuck in our houses, Paul, and I'm telling you, it was locked down as soon as the storm got to about 50 miles off the coast. Now, the thing about this particular storm was we were told up until the very last minute that it was headed for Tampa, which is about 175 miles north. And then at the last minute, as storms do, it took that crazy turn and hit Naples and Fort Myers. And I don't think people were overly prepared for that. I mean, I didn't see any shutters put up on any of the homes. And it was just a wild event, a very high wind. And this morning, it's still a bit windy, although it's warm. And it was more like Sandy. I was here, unfortunately, for Irma 5 years ago. And this was not Irma. This was more like Sandy that all of us experienced. It was a storm surge. The flooding was the issue, and a lot of downtown areas are just wiped out from flooding. And there's not much you can do about flooding. You could recover from wind and rain, but flooding is an issue.
Boy, you think of how beautiful and charming downtown Naples is where you are this morning, and it's going to be a long road to recovery. Frank, are you hearing anything about fatalities or injured people?
No fatalities that I've heard of. No, I'm sure there's injuries. There were some scary stories of yesterday. You mentioned downtown, Wayne. If anybody has ever been to Naples, the jewel of this city is its downtown area. It's about six or eight blocks of high-end retail, high-end restaurants, art galleries, and so on. And there were reports in and around downtown Naples. It's called Fifth Avenue South and City Hall of water surges as high as 9 feet. So you can only imagine what it did to that downtown area.
Have you been able to see any evidence that there's a first response? I mean, from where you are in your home, have you been able to hear anything or see anything in terms of first responders being able to get out and do what they need to do in this?
Well, there have been reports that the water is receding along the major thoroughfares, and that's good. I will tell you a quick story, and I'll give you an idea what people experience. I'm about 10 miles inland. That's where I was staying. But for my friends along the shore of Southwest Florida, and I have a friend, I visited his home about a week and a half ago. He lives on the third floor of an apartment building along the water. He called me yesterday to say the water was already up to the second floor and cars were floating away. And that's a good 10, 12 feet. So it was very, very serious along the shore. Those inland, like myself, we didn't get hit as hard.
Frank Cipolla, former WCBS reporter. We appreciate you checking in from Naples this morning, and stay safe, Frank.
Thank you. Appreciate being on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.